Welcome to the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast with me, your host, Danny Kennedy, and you're listening to episode number 66. Hey guys, welcome back to this week's episode. And today I want to talk about patience with dieting and patience with training and how long-term success and long-term results need to be factored in when it comes to the way you're eating and the way you're training, because so many of us want the quick fix. So many of us want things to happen really quickly, but aren't looking at the bigger picture. And that always leads to drastic changes, whether that be crash dieting with your nutrition or eliminating food groups or macronutrient groups even to get results quicker. Or, you know, with your training, it might be overtraining and doing a lot of moves that maybe, you know, your body isn't quite up to, or maybe your body can't handle the volume, but you want the results quick. And in the end of the day, any quick fix, whether it's training or nutrition, is not going to end in good results in the long term. It's not sustainable. It's not something that you can keep up for a long time. And majority of the time, you won't actually see great results in the first place. So I think the biggest example I want to mention and talk about here, and today's episode is going to be relatively quick, is about nutrition. So I'm going to use myself and along with another online client of mine at the moment as an example. So I'm currently in prep for my next physique competition. I'm 6 weeks in and I haven't changed a thing. So from week one, we altered my nutrition. We set up my macros and my calories to a rate that was going to put me in a slight calorie deficit. I set my training at 6 days per week and I started with zero cardio. Now, over the past 6 weeks, I haven't changed a single thing. I've been going into the gym, focusing on getting stronger, focusing on lifting heavier, doing more volume and expending more energy. But with my nutrition, I have not changed a single thing. I'm still doing zero cardio. But every single week so far, I've seen results. My skin folds have dropped. My weight has gone in the downward trend. I'm not too concerned about the scale weight, but the main thing is that my skin folds are dropping, and probably more importantly is my strength is actually increasing, which is awesome. But the whole point of me explaining to the last 6 weeks has been exactly the same, is the fact that even mentally, myself and I see myself as someone who has a good amount of knowledge and I coach other people to be able to believe in themselves and to be able to trust the process and not make drastic changes. But even after 3 or 4 weeks, I myself was mentally thinking, wow, like maybe I should make a change. I haven't made a change in 4 or 5 weeks now. Maybe there's something that I should change up, or maybe I should cut my calories or increase some cardio, when in actual fact, my results were speaking for themselves. I didn't need to make a change at all. And it's because so many of us are in the mindset that to diet or to get lean, you need to suffer. And it's not the case. So I haven't made any changes. I've gotten leaner. I've gotten stronger. And it doesn't even really feel like I'm dieting, to be honest. I'm optimizing my nutrition. I'm getting in nutrient-dense foods. I'm hitting my macros and my calories consistently every single day. I'm using supplements for that last 1 or 2% of help that I can get. And I'm smashing my training and I'm seeing results. So anyone else probably would have dropped their calories by now just because the rate of fat loss wasn't fast enough. And, you know, the other thing to mention is there's been weeks where my weight has fluctuated a lot, or it feels like I haven't actually got leaner, and where its progress has been small, but then I leave things and then the following week progress is really good. Okay, I drop more skin folds. My training gets better. I lose a little bit of weight and all of a sudden I feel really good. So it's important to have patience with your dieting. I've got another client who very similarly over 6 weeks has not changed his macros at all. I have him on 6 lower carbohydrate days and 1 higher carbohydrate day. And, you know, his training hasn't been optimal because of a few injuries and sickness and stuff. But over that span of 6 weeks, it may not seem like a lot, but he's lost 2.5 kilos. Now, the thing is, majority of people will go, well, 2.5 kilos in 6 weeks is nowhere near enough. But if you're losing a lot of weight over a short period of time, the chances of you keeping that off, or the chances of you creating good habits around the way you got there, is very minimal and probably, you know, extremely unlikely. Whereas in this case, we haven't changed anything. He's been cruising every week, been getting, just ticking off the list, okay? Drinking his water, hitting his macros, doing his training, trying to get the best form of recovery as he can, so getting enough sleep, doing all the right things, myofascial release and whatnot, and just focusing on improving every single day and every single week, and the results have come. And because he's not in the mindset of wanting things done straight away or wanting a quick fix, you know, this is perfect. 2.5 kilos in 6 weeks is spot on, and we're right on track for where we want to be. He's feeling good. He's still training really good. He's not doing much cardio at all. He's doing one session a week. And, you know, we have so much more room to move. Whereas if he was under that impression or the mindset that he needed to make drastic changes and he wasn't patient, he was wanting it, you know, he wanted the quick fix, he wanted things to happen quickly, and then by now we could be doing 5 days of cardio and he could be eating next to nothing. And then when he does plateau, where do you go from there? And that's what you need to think about, is if your goal is fat loss or even if it's muscle gain, what happens when you plateau? If you plateau with your strength gains but your body fat's still going up, then what's the point? You know, what's the point of increasing your calories quickly and trying to lift heavy weight if you're actually plateauing? And on the other end of the scale with fat loss, what happens if, you know, you do make those drastic changes, you add in a lot of cardio, you drop your calories, and then you still plateau? The only thing left to do is do more cardio and cut more calories. Whereas by maintaining that patience and, you know, allowing, you know, at some stages, 1 to 2, 3, even 4 weeks sometimes, progress to be really slow, that's fine, because all of a sudden things can pick up again. Your metabolism picks up again, you know, small things like that, and changes happen in your physique or in your performance in your training. Whereas drastic changes, guys, it's just not sustainable. And the more, you know, I want to be able to kind of get across to more and more people that there's a better way to do it. You don't have to suffer to look good. Whereas most people are under the impression that you do need to suffer to look good. But, you know, take your time. Allow yourself extra time. I always say to someone, if they know a certain date that they want to be ready for, they might have a wedding or something like that, always allow a few extra weeks to get in that shape compared to what you think you'll need. So if you think it'll only take you 10 weeks, give yourself 12, 13, even 14 weeks to get ready, because it allows for weeks that you might be sick. It allows for weeks where you might go out for a few meals or have a few drinks with your friends and you've blown out your calories. Because, and in that time as well, the slower it takes, so, you know, slow and steady wins the race. And that's the same with fat loss, and it's the same with training. Fat loss and muscle gaining, because the slower you lose fat, the more muscle mass you hold, the faster your metabolism will remain. And with muscle gain and weight gain, the slower it is, the more likely it's muscle, the faster it is, the more likely it's body fat. And I think it's quite obvious what option everybody wants to go for there. Now, in regards to training, where patience is extremely handy, I want you to kind of think about, you know, someone that you might see in the gym or somebody that you know that's a little bit older who is an absolute machine, or, you know, they're really strong in the gym, and have a look at how long they've been training for compared to yourself. You know, you might be relatively young, you might have only just started recently and you're wanting the results to happen. You know, I get emails saying, like, you know, I've my bench press has plateaued, I haven't been increasing my bench press for the last 3 weeks. And I might write back and say, well, my bench press has been relatively stagnant for the past 3 months, but that's okay, because I know that in time it will progress. I just got to keep at it. I've got to be patient. I've got to look at what's working, what's not working, and take the time, because it's not going to happen overnight. It's like learning the guitar. You can't pick it up today and then expect by the end of next week that you are, you know, you're bloody the guitarist for AC/DC. It takes time. That was a really shit analogy, but anyway, you got to take time. You got to take time and be patient. Patient with it. Don't expect results to happen straight away. And then, you know, if your mindset is, you know, if your mindset is that it is going to take time, then when you are making progress, it's a lot more enjoyable. You enjoy the process along the way, because if you're just after quick results and a quick fix, then you don't actually enjoy the process, because all you've got in mind is the end result. You're not looking at the small changes along the way. You're not looking at whether or not you're increasing your strength on some of the exercises that you may not be focusing on as much, or you're not looking at the fact that, you know, your abs started to get a little bit leaner this week, or you're still eating a good amount of food and losing fat just at a slower rate. So patience is everything, guys, and the less patient you are, I think the less likely that your results will be, you know, definitely less likely your results will be sustainable, but the less likely that your results will be optimal as well. Because as I said, the quicker you lose weight, the more likely it's going to be body fat, the more likely it's going to be muscle mass, and the more likely you're going to damage your metabolism. The quicker you gain weight, the more likely it's going to be body fat, the less likely it's going to be muscle, and the harder it's going to be for you to lose weight. Okay, so I'm prepping for this show at the moment, and I am currently 10 weeks out and I've already been prepping for 6 weeks. Okay, so the idea is that I allow myself plenty of time. I was already in relatively good condition. I allow myself plenty of time to get in shape. And ideally, I'll be ready a few weeks beforehand because that allows for, you know, like I said, it allows for little bumps in the road along the way because inevitably there's always going to be something that comes up, you know. Most likely there's always going to be something that comes up. So what I want you to take out of today's podcast is to take your time. Have patience with your training, with your nutrition. Stop expecting things to happen overnight. It can even be things like mobility, okay? You've had tight hips for 5 years and you've been stretching for 5 weeks and you're wondering why your hips aren't good again, or you're wondering why your mobility is not amazing. You know, look at the bigger picture, okay? And it also applies for performance-based goals, like, you know, how fast you're running, you know, the time you're running for a certain distance, all that type of stuff. Just take time, enjoy the process, celebrate small goals along the way, and I guarantee that your results will be much better and you'll enjoy getting there a lot better. Don't always just judge your progress on how far away you are from the end result, okay? Small goals along the way, small wins, and you will eventually achieve that ultimate goal. And I just wanted to finish off today's podcast, guys, and mention that I'm currently doing a series on YouTube for my competition coming up. Now, obviously, what I'm doing is on the extreme end, I guess, for physique competing, but everything I'm doing applies to anyone watching or listening, okay? I'm doing exactly the same thing as that I would do for someone else, except I'm just going to be pushing myself a little bit further to get that a little bit leaner, okay? But on my channel, I'm going through my nutrition, my training, my recovery, just general vlog stuff as well, what I actually get up to outside of training and nutrition. I'm going to be getting some guys in to come and do some proper kind of videography and stuff the further I get into my prep, but I'm also heading to LA for the month of August, which I'll be getting a lot of content. So I'd really appreciate it, guys, if you jump over on my YouTube and check it out. There's a lot of good content on there that I think you can benefit from. Would love to hear any feedback you've got. Definitely hit that subscribe button if you enjoy a couple of the videos. But thanks for tuning in today. I really do appreciate it. Episode 66 of the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast. Been cranking out these episodes, and there's so much more good content to come that I know you're all going to benefit from. So I hope you're having a fantastic day. Please subscribe if you haven't. Leave a review. It all does help. I really appreciate all your support on this podcast, and I'm loving the process of doing this as well. So thank you again for tuning in, and I'll chat to you in next week's episode.